Someone's now awake, by the way.
If you don't know how to do it, we don't give a fuck.
Okay. Second one in, you've already ruined it.
I've ruined it for the whole thing.
Ruined it for the new listeners.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, my mom might be listening.
Can't say fuck till after 10, sorry.
So let's explain why we were a little on the rushed side.
Just a little rushed.
First episode. I'll let you tell them why we were so late.
I was late. I was friggin' late, and you know what happened? I covered the bases. I set my alarms up, and I even had the mother. The mother was to call me at 8:15, and
she's
going to
call her and stare at her over the phone.
Yeah, she's going to stare at her. I bet. It's mom. And so she did. And so I got up, I splashed some water on my face, and I stretched a little bit. And my house is so cool. The furnace man came, and it was a little too cool. And I thought, well, you know, it's 8:20. I can sit down and you know, watch Cash in the Attic. If I don't lay down, I'm okay. There was a blankie involved, and once the blankie was over me.
Blankie was your downfall.
Yeah, and so it was like 8, I think, by my time it was 8:55, I think, and
it was 8:57 on my clock.
My snooze button maybe took me 2 minutes to get here, I don't know, but I did run, I swear.
I'm sitting here at,
I could
at 5:45 a.m. on my side going, she's not here.
I got an email from Heidi. It says, Stinny, sorry. It says, wish you were here. And it says, recording segment one without you. And I thought,
In three minutes. I said, recording segment one without you in 3 minutes. Yeah. I was giving you one.
She was looking for my phone number.
And I found Bette's mom's phone number. And I almost called Bette's mom and said, you were supposed to get her here on time. What's going on? Call your daughter, please. She's late.
The advantages of being enlisted.
I was just finishing up recording segment one without you when I got the notification on Skype that you were online. And I was, there she is. And I thought, well, it's probably better to do it with her than to post one without her. So we just had literally a minute to record a quick episode.
Number two, and we've broken up.
That's right. But in episode number three,
the Martin
we're going to do a reunion tour.
Podcasting.
All right. Let's, you got your shout-outs up this time?
I've got them.
We're going to actually do the shout-outs.
We're
going to
do them as they should be done.
We left off, I think we left off at,
Mike, didn't we?
Did we leave off at Mike?
Yes,
so
he
we skipped,
pledge,
we
but skipped, he didn't tell us. A...
We skipped Lily,
Kelly.
The only person who's up and already leaving his comments. Hello, hello, Lily.
Lily!
Lily!
A nice morning for you.
Let's just run down this. We'll start from the top.
Okay, we'll start from the top, and later on we'll embellish you all because you have been that kind.
Shout-outs and new rules to the following people for sponsoring us today.
Yes.
Bette, even though she couldn't get here on time, Bette, because she's sponsoring us.
I showed up with the money, though.
That's
all that matters.
That's what matters. Next.
Michelle, Dishy.
Dishy. Captain Asshole.
Blah-bye.
Yeah.
Kelly with an I.
Mike, the magnificent bastard, the blogless.
Who done pledged.
Yep.
Lily!
Bette's nephew, Taylor, mowing boy.
Yes.
There you go.
San, my friend and workmate and mother figure.
And mother figure, yeah. The artist formerly known as Flipsy Cab. So I think she's going, but I don't know. See, I don't know what kind of online handle she's using these days. I don't know if we want to call her Soy Goy.
We can call her Soy Goy.
We can probably just call her Susan. There are millions of Susans. I don't think she's going to worry about...
I don't think we're giving anything away here.
Yeah, exactly. We just call her Susan.
I like Soy Goy.
Okay. I like Soy Goy, too. And not only did she donate, but she left us enough topics to do six blogathons. So
absolutely. I actually looked at our other topics last night to try and get an idea. Now, these are going to have to be off. These are improv topics. I have not looked at these.
We'll get to them a little later. We have one more sponsor there.
Yes. Alisa.
Alisa, and I'm so sorry to hear about Zoe.
We're
that's
kidding.
So
now,
sad.
See, we all three now have had pets who have died of cancer.
Yep. I lost Rimsey to cancer.
I lost Jeff the Basset. Jeff the Basset Hound.
Jeff the Basset Hound. Also
and Jay the child. That's very, very sad.
Yes, of course. That's very.
He
sad.
Needs the blog-a-thon.
I don't. Yeah,
the
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to just jump on the pets there. Of course, there's humans as well that are dying of cancer. The reason I mentioned Zoe specifically is that I know Zoe. I knew Zoe, so I remember Zoe. Poor little Zoe. Zoe was a beautiful and sweet kitty cat.
Yeah.
And then I had comments in my blog from Kelly with a Y and also from Duke. Indicating that they're on board, they're going to pledge, but
alrighty.
No amounts from them. But do you know what do you have our current running total?
I don't.
It's $330 bucks.
Is it? We are over 300. We were the last time I totaled. We were in the mid twos. So that's
330, and that doesn't include however much Mike donated, however much Kelly with a Y is donating, and however much Duke is donating. So that's 330 plus. Pretty freaking awesome. Thanks, everybody. Hucklebug listeners.
We don't have a
tote
board or someone to come out and sing, "Consider Yourself at Home."
Consider Yourself. We're going to have, hopefully we're going to have a whole lot of fun stuff for the next 24 hours.
And some not so fun stuff.
And probably some boring
stuff. Like what just happened.
But the episodes are going to be closer to this length. So just so you know, the first one was
it's not like they're all going to be a minute long.
Exactly.
Yes. A little closer I do have five. Something to say to Susan Soygoy Flipsy Cab.
Well, say it now, and then we'll sign off for this afternoon.
You will not get out of jury duty. I know this because I had to serve twice.
Not in L.A., but we will address that.
No.
We will address that.
Just get ready.
I have
clothes
a few.
On.
I did a whole blog thing about that one time.
About getting out of it, or about doing
well,
it?
No, not about getting out of. You have to. You still have to go down it. But I had a whole thing about how to get out of sitting on a jury.
Oh, okay.
In LA, you still have to. In LA, you still have to go down and sit in the room with everybody and go through the selection process. But
there's
lots of ways to get
like
out of actually being on a jury.
Sitting on a jury.
Coming from the woman who says she sleeps on the floor. In the floor. No, in the floor. I'm sorry. She says she sleeps in the kitchen floor. I'm going to sleep in the kitchen floor, you said.
Yeah, I'll sleep in the floor.
No, we say on the floor. Well, I say on the floor.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Quick straw poll of all of our listeners. In the floor or on the floor?
In the floor.
On the floor. All right, so there's one for and one against.
Against, we're tied.
Lily, you're the tiebreaker.
You seem to be the one.
All right.
In, Lily. In.
On. We're going to go, well, of course, and you know what? It's not even a fair test, because Lily's from the Northeast like I am, so she's going to say on.
Y'all stick together, I know.
We need to sign this here puppy off and get it uploaded in time.
Because one of us needs coffee badly.
Lily, contrary to what you may be thinking, that hasn't actually had any coffee yet.
Perkiness was.
She's on pure adrenaline.
That I was. Yeah. I realized how late I was.
So what everybody, I guess, is going to hear at the end of each segment is the sound of me hanging up on Bette. And that'll be the next thing you hear. By the way, I am Steny. Uh-huh.
I'm Bette.
We're Bette and Steny. It's the Hucklebug, the Podcastathon.
Hucklebug.
Podcastathon 2. All right, so we'll see you all at 7 my time, 10 Bette's time.
Oh, I've got enough time to fall asleep.
you won't. Don't worry, I won't let you.
No, I'm up now, baby. I'm up.
All right, we'll talk to you all in the next half hour. Bye-bye.
See you soon.